Last month, I was at the Jaipur Literature Festival. Sanjay Roy, one of its hosts, strode on the stage in the front lawn to inaugurate it.
Well, good morning. Who would have imagined that 19 years ago that two individuals, Namita Gokhale, William Dalrymple, would come together with us at Teamwork Arts to create what has become amongst the world's largest literary gatherings?
No surprise, I was happy to have my new book launched there. That came with its own drama and fanfare. Jaipur is the biggest of India's literary festivals, the queen mother of sorts. But it's only one of about 100. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. And later last month, I was at the Exide Kolkata Literary Meet. There I found, in her only appearance in India, the American novelist Barbara Kingsolver talking about how Charles Dickens' David Copperfield became her Damon Copperhead.
And then he said, and I don't know where else this came from, if it didn't come from the ghost of Charles Dickens, he said, "Let the child tell the story."
In fact, Kolkata in just 1 month hosted 3 literature festivals and a gigantic book fair. 320,000 people visited that. But a recent article in The Guardian has resulted in a war of words, literally. It wondered if literary festivals are really about books or spectacles offering music, dance, handicrafts, a carnival where the book is often the background, not the main event. That's unsurprisingly upset LitFest organizers and book publishers. Anand Padmanabhan, the CEO of HarperCollins in India, said the spectacle is the strategy, not the problem. The Guardian article quotes a publisher as saying, for all the hoopla, the average book in English sells only 3,000 to 4,000 copies. But English is not the only game in town. Padmanabhan says, the Malayalam novel Ram Care of Anandi has sold 300,000 copies. On the other hand, an article in the newspaper Indian Express opined, a literature festival is not for readers, it's for people who wish to be seen as readers. Both sides have a point, but I have seen snaking queues of people standing in dripping unseasonal rain, waiting patiently for their books to be signed by Amitav Ghosh. This year, the Kolkata Literary Meet pulled off a literary coup of sorts. It brought two of the best-known Indian-American novelists around, Booker winner Kiran Desai and Pulitzer winner Jhumpa Lahiri, on one stage for the first time. Lahiri shared her feelings about bad reviews.
There was a mean review. And I remember going to my husband's office, he worked at Time magazine at the time, and just weeping on the couch and feeling so hurt that someone who said mean things about my book.
And Desai added her 2 cents.
And I live alone and I work alone, so if I were to just read something horrible, I would just be by myself dealing with it.
It reminded us that LitFests are not just for selling books. At their best, they're also about unexpected conversations, a glimpse into the minds of writers. It was standing room only. There was actually almost no room to stand. The session was so packed. I think what rankled most about the article was that it stated boldly, India does not have a great book reading tradition. That people line their studies with bound copies of Reader's Digest, as if they were literary heavyweights. Except that's not quite true. There is a tradition of reading books. At one time, books were routine as wedding gifts in Bengali households. At the Goa Arts and Literature Festival, cartoonist Alexis was on stage launching a cartoon celebrating the literary festival. And he asked the audience to raise a toast to his father, who was not a literary man at all.
I never read books, but he allowed me to read, go to college. He was a very simple man. And his name was Jean Zuse. Say hi to Jean Zuse.
But books have always been seen as a way to selfhood. Now in a world of smartphones, we have plenty of other attractions competing for our attention. We don't read less, we just read fewer books. Even I do. And as a writer, that feels kind of shameful. Then I stumbled upon the Instagram handle of a woman in a small town in rural Bengal. Like many Instagrammers, Life of Pooja chronicles her daily life, cooking on a clay stove, chopping vegetables, washing clothes 3 times a day. Her English has a Bengali accent, but she doesn't care about that, as she talks about books, like Khaled Hosseini's 1,000 Splendid Suns.
The more I read it, the more it broke my heart into pieces, I think.
But what lifted my heart was behind her, stacked on the floor, were towers of books, perhaps some 200 books. Books still matter in the life of Pooja and mine. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.